Since the war broke out, our shul has been saying two chapters, two kapitlach of Tehillim, every day after Shacharis and again after Ma'ariv during the week. And I realized after the first week when we were saying Kuf Chaf Aleph and Kuf Lamed, the two most popular prakim of Tehillim, Shir Hamalos Mimamakim and Shir Lamalos Esa'inai, that if we continue to say just the same two chapters of Tehillim, it might become stale. We might end up saying it by rote. So I figured it would be nice to rotate out one of those chapters of Tehillim every single week. So every week we either say 121 or 130, Kuf Lamed, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Shir Lamalos or Shir Hamalos, and then we switch different prakim of Tehillim. It gives people a chance to learn and connect with the new perek of Tehillim, and it keeps things fresh in our davening. This week, I decided that the chapter we would say, in addition to Shir Hamalos, was Perek Kuf, chapter 100, which is a chapter of Mizmor Lasoda. It's part of our davening every single day, which we say after Hodu, before Yehi Chvod and Ashrei, Mizmor Lasoda. It is one of the smaller chapters of Tehillim, though that's not why we chose it. Tehillim Perek Kuf, Mizmor Lasoda, Iv Haril Hashem Kol Aretz, Iv Duas Hashem B'Simcha, Ba'olafan of Birnana. And numerous people asked why we chose that parak of Tehillim. It's a strange parak of Tehillim to choose during a time of tsara, a time of need, a time of tragedy, a time of yearning. That would be a parak we would associate with times of joy. If there was Hashem b'simcha, who can feel simcha today though? Hodu lo baruch shemo ki tov Hashem li'olam chasdo. While it's true, ki tov Hashem li'olam chasdo, but is that what we're feeling right now? So multiple people asked why I chose Tehillim at Perek Kuf, and it's an excellent question. And I'd like to explain as follows. I have a dear friend, Nader Balur, who lives in Englewood. He was the one who he put together the Vasik and Minyan right outside of the White House during the rally last Tuesday. I'm sure some of you saw a video, Barry Weber, Davening Halal at the White House, a beautiful picture of the Hagba, which was actually taken by Rabbi Avi Schwartz, the Rav of the Rutgers JLIC, but a beautiful Minyan. So he and I are often talking about Mizmor Lasoda. And he sent me that in Rav Moshe Sternbach's yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Sternbach, the author of Tshuvos Van Hagos, Modim Mizmanim, one of the big Gedolim poskim in Eretz Yisrael, is in his mid-90s. He should be well and healthy and have Arichas Yamim Vishanim. In his yeshiva, there's a sign up in the yeshiva. And it says how terrible it is that during times of tsara, when we're scared and we're opening up a Tehillim, and we're pouring our hearts out to Hashem, so we feel connected, and there's a yearning. But when we hear about a nes, when we hear about a miracle, we say, okay, it's unbelievable. A rocket fell, and it didn't hit anybody. Wow, the Iron Dome, and we should have a Kar Satov for that. Wow, this technology. Wow, 20 missiles hit, and no one got injured. Unbelievable! What a coincidence! Crazy! It's we don't recognize that's from Hashem. Every time a group goes into Gaza and comes out alive, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is some of it the might, the wisdom, the intelligence of the IDF? Some, yes. That's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a nes. So we call out, we scream, we open up a Tehillim during tragedy, but not during Nes. And therefore, the sign says, Kvar hinhagnu b'yeshiva seinu akadosha, the custom in our yeshiva, sheyomru l'achar tfila perak mizmor l'soda b'tzibur, after davening to first say the chapter, the kapitel, the perak of mizmor l'soda, chapter 100, perak kuf, v'rak achar kach yomru pirkei tachanunim, and only afterwards say the tehillim when we pour out our hearts to Hashem. Shebelo hoda'a l'kud shebrichu, without proper thanks, gratitude, recognition of the miracles of Hashem, lo tiskabel hatfilo lahalatzal asenu, our tfilos for our salvation, chas v'shalom, won't be accepted. So I thought it'd be very beautiful for us in our shul to start with Mizmor Lasoda, and maybe I should have explained this already at Motzei Shabbos or Sunday, to start with Mizmor Lasoda and recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'd like to offer an insight onto this tefillah, which highlights this. And I'll start with the fact that we say, Mizmor Lasoda, Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. All of earth, all of land, all of humanity should shout out, should call out to Hashem. And that's interesting, because Mizmor Lasoda, the Korban Todah, is normally assumed to be in place of the Korban Todah. And we know there are four people who brought a Korban Todah, someone who was released from prison, Chavush Mibes Asurim, and let's hope there's 240 of them or so who'll be able to bring a Korban Todah Bekarov, someone who traveled overseas, someone who went through the Midbar, the desert, dangerous places, and a Cholash and Esrapa, a sick individual who was healed. Those are the four, and only those four, who bring the Korban Todah, which means the Mizmor Lesoda, that prayer which is in place of the Korban Todah, shouldn't be Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. Everybody, it should be just those four people. I've shared this before, that once in the Beis Medrash, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, after davening in Bnei Brak, someone spread out, pushed two tables together, spread out a tablecloth, and had some schnapps, maybe some kichel and herring during the week. Tikkun, a kiddush, a little kiddush, a tikkun. They said to him, "Wait, you have yurtzeit today? You didn't say kaddish. You didn't daven for the amud. So what's the tikkun for? Is it someone's yurtzeit?" The man said, "No." "Well, what's the tikkun for?" He said, "Yesterday I was driving home, and I was on the highway, and a car swerved, came from the other side of the road, narrowly missed me. I saw my life flash in front of my eyes, and I was saved. So, karsa tov, sudas hoda, making a kiddush." Beautiful. Very appropriate. The next day, davening ends, and a different individual puts two tables together, spreads out a tablecloth. He had to one-up the guy. So he had better schnapps, and better cake, and better herring. Making kiddush. He said, you don't have your tzai. You were also in a car accident? Why are you making kiddush? What's the tikkun for?" And he said, "I go on that highway every single day. Every single day I go on that highway, and never gone to an accident. So I'm being makir tov, I'm expressing my gratitude to Hashem. Every single day I go on, nothing happens to me." Mizmor Lasoda, Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. We have so much to be thankful for. It's not just when a missile hits and doesn't kill anybody. It's not just that. It's every day, living in such close proximity to the Arabs, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, whose sole mission in life is to destroy us. And Eretz Yisrael has been around for so long, and many of our family members are there, and many of us have children and family serving in Tzal, and they're alive. Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. Mizmor Lasoda, everybody, not just those who were struck and not killed. The Yavetz, Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur, he says, that's Mizmor Lasoda. Mizmor Lasoda is a Birchas Hoda. It's She'ein Yom Shelo Na'asa Bo Nes. There isn't a day where a miracle doesn't happen. Ve'ein bal ha'nes makir beniso, he quotes a Gemara. The person who experiences the miracle doesn't even recognize the miracle. And listen to these words and how true they are today. Be'yichud anuse fizura bein dovim v'ze'evim. We're sheep scattered between bears and wild animals. Chayavim lohodos tadir. We always have to be makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chayim. Chol ha'chayim. Yoducha Sela, all living things, Chaim, is Chola Chavush Beis Asurim, sorry, Yisurin, Yam, and Midbar, Chaim, the four individuals, Kol HaChaim, but everybody, not just those individuals. That's what Mizmor Lasoda is. So I thought, how appropriate it is. We have so much to daven for. We have to pour our hearts out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu that should be Yeshua for all the hostages, that Achenu B'nai Yisrael, in all of Eretz Yisrael, should be safe. That Tzahal should emerge unscathed. Each member should come out alive and healthy, and we should eradicate our enemy. Before we cry out to Hashem, Mizmor Lasoda, Ivdos Hashem B'Simcha, Ki Tov Hashem Li'olam Chasdo, to recognize that everything is from Hashem, and every positive outcome is a nes and not chance. That's Mizmor Lasoda, and that's why I thought it would be so appropriate for us, at least this week, to start after every davin, before we Shir HaMalos Mimamakim. And the Mimamakim is from the depths, Mamish. But we start with Mizmor Lasoda. So that explains our custom. Let's recognize all the miracles from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's understand that every single thing, every time we go on the highway, every time we look at our children, every time we think, everything is a nes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Ein Bal Nes Makir Beniso. We should recognize the nes and Mizmor Lasoda, and then we can move on and daven to Hashem.